This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So what was Comic-Con like for you?
Comic-Con's always cool. And it just gets better every year. This year was especially neat for me because I was doing a book signing for my book, which just was released this year, which is The Winston Effect. And you got it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's cool, isn't it?
Oh, so cool.
Yeah, and then doing, you know, signings for Skinwalkers. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good. And then the unveiling of the Iron Man. So it was a fun Comic-Con for me.
Congratulations on this film. Yeah. Are you pleased with the result?
I am. It's, you know, if people are expecting Underworld, they shouldn't see the film. But if you're expecting a good little film about people that happen to have a problem, that happens to be being werewolves, it's a good movie.
Well,
it's about characters. The challenge was actually something I've wanted to do for as long as I can remember, which was create my werewolves. I've been a werewolf fan since I was a younger kid than I am today. And when I was 12 years old, I was watching on TV all the classics from Universal, which is Lon Chaney as the Wolfman and Henry Hull as the Werewolf of London. And I was always, you know, really attracted to and turned on by, thank you, by beer. And lots of it. Just gallons and gallons of beer. And I was always turned on to the actors who played the parts. In fact, that's why I came out to California, is I wanted to be an actor, and those were the parts I wanted to play. Spencer Tracy as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, you know, brilliant actors who played performances, played parts about the beast within. And that's what werewolves are. And that's why I love the werewolf story of the beast within, because visually it was the more exciting beast within. As much as I love Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, it's all about the beast within, and the werewolf was just taking it that much further where more of the beast was physical, but it was still the people, it was still the human beings, it was still the actors. And it was always about the characters, which is what I always say, is that I don't create special effects, I don't do that, I create characters, I help create characters, and I use effects wherever necessary, and whatever kind of effects you have to. So lately, werewolves have gotten away from the werewolves that turned me on, which was the actor. And nothing against Underworld. It's a good movie. This ain't Underworld. Is a movie.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt, but how would you distinguish your werewolves from Underworld?
Well, that's
Underworld.
What I'm talking about. This is about the actors and their performance. And it was very important for me that you were aware of the actor when he was in his human form and when he was in his skinwalker form. That you were not only aware of him physically, still recognizable, but you were aware of his performance, that it was his performance that was coming to bear on us, that it wasn't an actor playing a part until this point, and at this point it's an animator playing the part with an animated werewolf. This is an actor's performance. These are the characters that were hired to do it from start to finish. And they do a beautiful job. There's some really wonderful performances, good acting, great characters created by our cast in Skinwalkers, and it takes it from start to finish. Now, that doesn't mean I didn't throw every trick in the book at it. There is extensive makeup effects. There are digital effects. You just can't see them. They're invisible. So when you see them, the key is for you to look at it and go, cool skinwalkers, cool werewolves, cool characters, the actors did a great job. In fact, I've never seen anything like that, and not know why. And then it's magic. If you walked out going, really good digital effects, that's a wank, we've lost it. If you walked out and said it was good makeup, it's a wank, I've lost it. If you go out and say, cool skinwalkers, then we win. And for me, that's what we've got. And I'm here to tell you that what these characters are could not have been done in the days of Lon Chaney. But the days of Lon Chaney, the days of Spencer Tracy, you can't outdo a good actor's performance. And that's what we have in this movie from start to finish. You see the joy of Jason Baird's character loving the fact that he is a werewolf. He is a skinwalker. You see the pain and agony of Elias Koteas not wanting to be a werewolf. You see it, you're aware of it, and it's because that's what the actors are bringing to it. You talk to Natasha, telling you right there, this was one pissed off lady. She did not like being a werewolf. It comes through. She is pissed off and it reads. You don't want to confront her in the movie. You didn't want to confront her on the set. This was not someone real happy with the fact that she was a werewolf. And it shows. And it's great. And it's character. It's just so good to be able to go, look at all these cool characters, these skinwalkers, and what great performances these actors are bringing to it. And I'm going, yeah, and there's a little icing on the cake that Stan Winston Studio brought to it. And it's some pretty tasty icing.
Yeah. I wanted to actually ask you, I didn't have an opportunity to ask you a question.
Mind if I drink in front of you?
I encourage it.
Thank you.
I didn't have an opportunity to talk to you at Comic-Con, but I wanted to know, in this film, obviously, it's a different kind of effect, but I wanted to ask about Iron Man and say, what's the differences in creating, you know, armor for that kind of a movie?
Iron Man was simply about being legitimate. Iron Man was about having respect for the comic book, loving the comic book, and wanting to see Iron Man the way he was supposed to look. I am so pleased. I can't tell you, I have not been this pleased with stuff that has come out of the studio since Jurassic Park, Aliens, you know, Predator, Terminator. This one is great, and it's a guy in a suit, man in a suit. But the suit is stunning. It's a beautiful suit. I'm talking about not the Mark One, but when we get down to really what the clean ass Iron Man, you get a great performance from Robert Downey Jr. We got a great director, Jon Favreau, and we just created a rockin' suit. I mean, it is the comic book brought to life, and it looks real. And there is not one ounce of me veering from the design. It's taking the design and being strapped to it and saying, we have to make this work beautifully. And that's what we did.
I just wanted to know if you could talk about the challenges of creating the Mach 1, the Mach 3, War Machine, all the different things that are going to be in the movie.
They're all the same. The concept is to be legitimate to the comic book, to legitimate to the designs, and bring those to life. And those challenges are artistic more than they are technical. It's aesthetic. It's how does this really look? You've seen a cartoon image. You've seen a comic book image. What does it look like if that were alive? And that's aesthetic. And it's about art. And the challenge is always about art. It's about the technical aspect is down the line. We could not have done Iron Man 15 years ago. Couldn't have done it because we didn't have the technology to do it. And the technology wasn't about the suit. It was about designing the suit. The reason that we could design it so beautifully and perfect is because we use a computer to help us design. We don't have that perfection when we did Terminator. It was hand sculpted. So it isn't, the original Terminator is not a perfect machine. And you put the original Terminator against something like the TX, which was advanced, and actually designed from a computer, which we design aesthetically, but is more perfect. Iron Man's the same way. The fact is that it is a design that artists, using today's tool, could design in such a way that it was perfect. And it could only be perfect because it was done with a tool that we didn't have years ago.
What type of material it's made out of?
It depends on the suit. Usually it's a fiberglass, you know, and there's some things that are metal, there's some things that are plastic.
How did you get involved with this film, Skinwalkers?
Skinwalkers? Mm-hmm. Skinwalkers is a script. I told my head of production, Brian Gilbert, who's executive producer on this. I started my production company, Stan Winston Productions, about 10 years ago. 9, 10 years ago, something like that. And I said, find me a good werewolf script. I've always wanted to do my werewolves, and I, you know, it's all about it ain't on the page, it ain't on the stage. And I read this script called Skinwalkers about 4.5 years ago. Brian brought it to me. He says, I think you should read this. It's good. I read it. It was the best werewolf script I had ever read. Best werewolf story, Skinwalkers, that I had ever read or seen. Because it was about people. It was about human beings. It was about you and I are sitting here, and as comfortably as we are, and one or a half dozen of us ain't what we seem to be. About real people dealing in a real world in a little town that have bigger problems than we do. Because they just happen to be werewolves. But it's about family, it's about mothers and children, it's about brothers, it's about sisters, it's about family, it's about conflict, it's about external conflict, it's about internal conflict, it's about interesting characters dealing with an affliction. And we all have the affliction. We all have a beast within us, just the way it is. There's not a person here who has not thought a pretty ugly thought at one point in their lives, where if it had come out, it wouldn't have been too pretty. So we all have a dark side, we all have the beast, but we're able to control it because our good side, our light side is stronger. You know, we have a strength, and good always wins. And that's the battle we're always fighting. We always win. These people can't win the battle. These people are afflicted with, that beast is coming out. It's coming out when the moon comes. You may not want it to, but it's coming out. So you're either going to let it come out and enjoy it, or you're going to prevent yourself from enjoying it. But it's coming out. And that's really at the core of this, dealing with our problems, but not having any control over them. And it's just a very interesting concept to me. That's why the good half of our team strap themselves into shackles when it's going to happen and go through the pain and don't allow themselves to go out and do what they want to do, which is hurt, and eat, and enjoy it. Enjoy a good meal of you or me. And then there are the guys who said, let's just enjoy being it. And I'll tell you somebody, nobody enjoys it more than Jason. That guy just dug being a werewolf.
I know you're about
to. And what is your expectation about this movie?
It's exactly what I expected it to be. No more, no less. And maybe even a little bit more, because I really enjoy the characters. My concern is that an audience comes in not expecting it to be something it's not. It's not hard R. There's not gratuitous or over-the-board violence. There's not a ton of blood and guts. It's a PG-13 movie. It's about people. It's got some scary moments. It's got some really cool werewolves and skinwalkers. It is not Underworld, and it is not any of the hardcore horror movies that are out there today. It's about people.
What can you say about Speed Demon and Suffering?
The Suffering we're working on, we're working on getting the script in position to go, and it's a great story. We designed the characters for the game.
Yeah.
And Speed Demon, we're trying to cast right now. The script is in place. It's really good. Our director is on board, and we're casting.
Heard Jurassic Park 4 is sea monsters this time.
I've heard so many stories about Jurassic Park. I haven't a clue what's one's right.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Appreciate it, Stan.
Thank you.
As you're stating, is there any other projects you're working on?
Yeah, we're working on Indy 3. We're working on Jim Cameron's movie, Avatar. We've designed all the final designs for all of his, all the characters and creatures in whatever they are, which I can't talk to you about. And we're doing work for Indy, and we just finished Iron Man, and we're casting Speed Demon, and we're about to release Skinwalkers, and we'll also be releasing Deaths of Ian Stone, same company. After Dark Films is going to be releasing with us the last movie I produced. Other than that, we're not doing anything.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you so much. Thank you.